So welcome everybody to this special Sunday Ascended Master service, this Mothering Sunday Master service, because here in the UK it is Mother's Day. I'm just going to read through a few notices and then we'll get started. So we will be recording parts of this evening's service, everything apart from the messages. Those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll find them after the service on the Sunday Master Service page of the website where you clicked to join us this evening. If you want to record the service yourself, of course, you're absolutely more than welcome to do so, but just bear in mind that any recordings you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale. There are no course notes readily available for this evening. However, if you would like a copy of the prayer or blessing that we're going to use this evening, or indeed a scripted version of tonight's meditation, if you shoot an email to this address, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, Sue Little has kindly agreed to administrate the sending out of those notes. So edwin.c.notes@gmail.com if you want a copy of tonight's opening prayer, closing blessing, or the scripted meditation that we're going to do. If you have any questions that arise this evening, either from the channeling or from the meditation, or because you've been given a message and would like a little bit more information about that, you can shoot me a message directly to my email address, which is edwincourtney@googlemail.com or edwincourtney@gmail.com. The other email address, the one that I gave you for notes and things, that'll get to me as well, so it's not a problem. And also I'm available via Facebook Messenger and Instagram and Telegram and WhatsApp, so there's no excuse not to be able to find me, really, should you need to get hold of me for anything. I would suggest maybe that you make sure that you've got a pen and pad to hand in case you do receive a message, because if you want to ask me any questions about it, I probably will need you to prompt me as to what the nature of the message was, because I won't remember it after tonight. So yeah, just make sure you've got something to hand just in case. And also bear in mind that even if you don't get given a message yourself, you might find that I give a message to somebody else and it is also equally as relevant for you. So you might want to make a note of that as well. There will be no question and answer moments this evening. It is a service, not a lecture, and the service will last for an hour. There'll be no break, so we'll go straight through until 8 o'clock. At the moment, you are all muted, which is how the majority of the evening will continue, and that just cuts out any background noise and prevents any kind of chaos from reigning. I'm just going to have one more try at turning off my doorbell, but I can't see the button. Oh, well, not to worry. Right, I think we'll get started then. So tonight's service is dedicated to the Lady Ascended Master Mother Mary, as here in the UK it is Mothering Sunday. So we are going to start with an opening prayer to the Mother Mary, after which we'll go straight into this evening's meditation, which is taken from last year's Mother Mary workshop. So if you want to get nice and comfortable, I will find us some of Andrew's lovely music to play, and we'll get underway. So let me just check my levels. There we go. Oh, hold on, that's not right. I need to pull that back. Okay, so just have a good wiggle around in your chair, make sure that you are nice and comfortable, and take a few breaths. Close your eyes. Focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. Mother Mary, Queen of Heaven, we offer ourselves to thee. Open-hearted, fill our spirit that we might receive your blessing and your graces, your virtue true and strong, that they might guide us and protect us as we journey all day long. Mother Mary, Queen of Heaven, we offer ourselves to thee. Open-hearted, fill our spirit that we might receive your blessing and your graces, your virtue true and strong, that they might guide us and protect us as we journey all day long. Mother Mary, Queen of Heaven, we offer ourselves to thee. Open-hearted, fill our spirit that we might receive your blessing and your graces, your virtue true and strong, that they might guide us and protect us as we journey all day long. Keep your eyes closed then. Take a few slightly deeper breaths and we'll move into this evening's meditation. I want you to become aware of the presence of the Mother Mary standing serene behind you, her hands resting gently on your shoulders, supporting you, comforting you, holding you. High above your head, the flower of life hangs over you like a great cloth canopy. The circles of the flower in brilliant silver against a pale blue background. Slowly the canopy descends, billowing out as it makes its gentle fall, like a dome, falling silently over your head. Just above your head, the canopy halts, hanging in the air, releasing a duplicate of itself which falls further down, and as this reaches just above you, catches on your crown center, and falling over it lies suspended like a veil. As this canopy rests there, it releases another, which falls further down still through your body, until it catches on the brow center, where it hangs through your physical form, like a second veil, like the veil of a bride. This releases another that falls down through you until it catches on your throat center, and so on and so forth, the veils replicating themselves and falling, catching on the chakras of your energy body and hanging like veils of light throughout the energy system, until the penultimate flower of life canopy catches on the root center, releasing a final version of itself which lands upon the floor, splaying, opening out like a great carpet beneath your feet. You are enshrouded in the energy of the flower of life. You yourself having become a many-petaled trumpet flower like the Easter lily, as the veils of light and energy hang through your system. Still above your head, the first flower of life hangs in the air shining, and now beneath you mirroring this, another flower of life rests beneath your feet, Where the veils in between hang, you feel the blessing of the Divine Mother holding you, the blessing of the Mother Mary healing you, their power suspending you in a state of consecration and purity. As you rest within this energy, I want you to release to it your cares and woes and sorrows and pain, even if it is only for a moment. I want you to hand them over to the Mother Mary, who will bear the weight of them for a while and give you respite in her love. And I want you to open your mind and heart to receive her blessing as you listen to this prayer. Shekinah Malkuth, descend over us. Shekinah Malkuth, with your light crown. Shekinah Malkuth, meet us at the crossroads. Shekinah Malkuth, for thine is the power. Shekinah Malkuth, whisper to us thy secrets. Shekinah Malkuth, for we are ready. Shekinah Malkuth, descend over us. Shekinah Malkuth, with your light crown. Shekinah Malkuth, align our bones. Shekinah Malkuth, heal our mind. Shekinah Malkuth, cleanse our hearts. Shekinah Malkuth, open our spirit. Shekinah Malkuth, descend over us. Shekinah Malkuth, with your light crown. Shekinah Malkuth, devour us sweetly. Shekinah Malkuth, teach us to pray. Shekinah Malkuth, initiate us. Shekinah Malkuth, commune with our soul. Shekinah Malkuth, descend over us. Shekinah Malkuth, with your light crown. Shekinah Malkuth, in the white tent of all our nights together. Shekinah Malkuth, shine over our bed. Shekinah Malkuth, abide with us at midnight. Shekinah Malkuth, we offer you this heart. Now, in the presence of the mother, hear her words as she speaks them through me, just for you. Beloved child who wanders in the wilderness of the world, know I am near. I, who am mother to all, hold in my hands your heart and fill it with my love. I know at times it is hard not to feel alone, not to feel tired, weary with the woes of the world, your spirit spent and empty. But even in those darkest days, you are not alone, but rather guided by an invisible star, which is fixed to the star inside your heart, which is your spirit. During these times, when you are so tired and so weak that you cannot see or hear, trust and allow the tides to steer you on to where you need to be, knowing that each faltering footstep takes you closer to my arms, and if you surrender to me, I will carry you and comfort you and fill you with the love divine. Know that there are times when it is acceptable not to know, to be unsure, to be frightened and scared. Know that simply because you are spiritual, simply because you are a healer, it does not mean that at times you will not feel lost or alone. It does not mean that there are times when you will not feel full of doubt or shame or anger or confusion or rage. It does not mean that there will not be times when you will not need the healing that you would so freely give to others. This is part of life, of being human. It is the experience of living, the challenge of enduring. It is times like these, the dark night of the soul, when you are to surrender yourself to us, acknowledging that in those moments you are the most important person who needs the most. And if you cannot find it in the world around you, you will find it in the realms beyond. Believe. Trust. Surrender. And let me feed you the comfort that your heart desires, deserves, and needs. Today, here in the United Kingdom, it is a special day. It is the Mother's Day. Mothers are important. On this day, we should acknowledge and celebrate our mothers, whoever they are, wherever they are, whether they are in the physical world or in spirit, whether our relationship with them was good or bad. They gave us life, and this needs acknowledgement and gratitude. And some of us will be mothers too, and we will be acknowledged today also for the love that we have given and have shown. And some of us will be mothers to foster children and adopted children, to surrogate children, and some of us will have no children of our own. But this does not stop us from being mothers, for many of us are healers, guides, teachers, all who nurture as mothers nurture, who hold the hands and hearts of those that they would care for as a mother would. Being a mother is more than having children. It is a state of spirit and a state of the heart. And many of you are mothers, even if you are childless. And many of you have been mothers before. Many of you have, with me, venerated the great mother, Shekinah, the divine mother of all light and life. And so today, joined in prayer and in the presence of the divine, let us be thankful for our physical mothers, for the mothers divine, for ourselves as mothers of children on earth, for ourselves who hold the archetype of the mother inside the treasury of our heart. Let us be thankful. Let us receive. Let us hold our hearts open and rest for a moment in the Divine Mother's care. By rising moon and setting sun, this is my will. Let it be done. So mote it be. Amen. Now slowly and gently, allow the veils above you and below you, and those that hang in your energy system to fade from your view as they are absorbed into the subtle bodies of your energy field, enwrapping you in their holistic blessing and protection. Take a few breaths. Breathe yourself back into this room, back into this here and now, breathing down through your legs and your feet into the earth, extending through your will, deep and wide roots of energy to ground you, centering yourself in your solar plexus and your sacral center, protecting yourself if you feel the need. And when you are ready, slowly and gently, opening your eyes and returning here. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording there because we're heading towards the message section of this evening.